unvaccinated, you are an enemy.
What goes through your mind when you hear a lot of the anti-vaccine rhetoric?
At this point, it seems criminal to me.
Vaccine free and impacting the rest of us. It's like drunk drivers.
You got to identify those people and bring them out into the open so you know who they are.
Ich kann sagen, also, sie sind wirklich zu prügeln, sind diese Menschen.
Ja, also,
und dann passiert
es. People who are not vaccinated away from those who are, given that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, then the safer we will be.
Gyms, hairdressers, but why not supermarkets? Why not public transport?
But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk.
We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for unvaccinated.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated.
And we all need to remember that getting vaccinated keeps everyone in BC safe and stops the spread of COVID-19.
With these vaccines, we can extinguish this virus once and for all.
And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night who are doing this for a living on television.
New York City employees who were fired for not getting vaccinated against COVID-19 should get their jobs back and receive back pay. That ruling tonight from a judge on Staten Island.
A pulse check of Australia as we exit the pandemic, and it writes, more than half of respondents either said they regret getting vaccinated or were unvaccinated and happy with their decision. Only 35% said they were vaccinated and would make the same decision again.
Large numbers of people around the world have suffered severe side effects, and some have died.
Your chance of dying of a heart attack from that vaccine, according to their own studies, is 500% greater than if they're unvaccinated. Well, they knew we were going to kill a lot of people. And they did it anyway.
The conspiracy theorists, the Tin Hat Brigade, the so-called anti-vaxxers, who were no such thing but simply wanted personal choice, were right all along.
I'm deeply sorry for anyone who was inappropriately subjected to discrimination as a result of their vaccine status.
Just one thing first. Joe Biden called it a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Andrew Neil, formerly of this parish, spoke of punishing the unvaccinated. Jeremy Vine spoke figuratively of holding people down and forcibly jabbing them. Oddly, the smiling fascist, Justin Trudeau of Canada, called the unvaccinated racist. Quite a leap, that one, and a bit rich from a man famous for blackface. But as a spokesperson from Pfizer admitted in the Dutch parliament this week, the vaccine was never tested for transmission. In other words, stopping you giving COVID to others. So what the authorities told us about stopping the spread with a jab was a total lie. Take it to protect granny, a historic falsehood. Whilst safe for most, though we can't be sure, we don't have long-term data, large numbers of people around the world have suffered severe side effects, and some, including former BBC presenter Lisa Shaw, have died. Lisa, a healthy woman in her 40s, here pictured with her husband Gareth. She statistically did not need the jab, but based upon the idea that somehow she was helping others, she took one for the team. She's gone now, her husband a widower, her young son without his mummy. The conspiracy theorists, the Tin Hat Brigade, the so-called anti-vaxxers, who were no such thing but simply wanted personal choice, were right all along. For the record, I'm triple jabbed. But did I need it? You tell me. We will never forget the politicians, the corporations, and the high-profile celebrities and TV doctors who needlessly coerced us into having the vaccine. They've got blood on their hands. Never forgive. Never forget, and never again.